three. Come on, Magpie. There's still time. If I could just... Why can't I? No. Oh, no. Listen.
Flock, episode 5.
Never fear! We've got you. Budgie is here!
Budgie? How did you...
And Parrot, and... Hang on. Where did the wisest bird go?
What?
Disappeared.
That's a bit worrying.
The wisest bird? I thought that was just a...
Rumour?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it's not. Legit, real-life bird.
Right.
Absolute legend. We've been hanging out.
And now they seem to have gone.
Yeah.
Could you loosen your grip a bit? I think I can take it from me.
Whoa. Whoa. Steady.
Get in there. But not quite, evidently.
Come on. We need to rest.
Tell me about it.
Catch our breath.
You're probably right.
Find somewhere safe.
The Diary of Johnny Swift, in Flight Log 244. A little bird told me, yes, an even littler bird, that Magpie was rescued from the jaws of a sputtering, spluttering, noisy nightmare of a beast by Budgie and Parrot, who swooped down just in the nick of time. Nice work, team. Plus, you'll never believe it, but the wisest bird was there too. The genuine article. The real macaw. No, sorry. Duck. But who now appears to have vanished into thin air. Bit odd. I spotted the other three anyway, as they made their escape. They travelled far and wide, pushing themselves to their very limits, right to the edge of night. Then set down in a remote clearing to chew the fat. Or seeds, grubs, nuts. Stuff like that. To have a chat, basically. Maybe zoom in on that.
That's better.
Definitely.
Thank you. By the way, I don't think I said thank you.
You're welcome.
And sorry, about all that back there in the hedge.
Yeah, well...
It's forgotten.
Well, Parrot's forgotten it. I've nearly forgotten it.
So?
What are we going to do?
Good question.
I know what I'm going to do.
For the foreseeable, anyway. I just wanted to get out and find my flock. But now I don't think that's going to be enough. Enough to feel safe.
We need to do something different. The flock's heart's in the right place, but any progress is inevitably...
Limp, weak, non-existent.
I was going to say slow.
That too.
If we could only take a moment to just think properly. Gather our thoughts. Give us the space to really spread our wings and strut our stuff. Without constantly being chased off or endangered. Do you think that's possible?
We can dream. What do you think?
I may seem all fun and games, but I know that we need a focus. We need to set our unwavering, unparalleled, brilliant eyes on them. The humans. Study them. Analyse. See what they're up to and how they make it work. Their techniques and tricks. Then use what we learn. Take bits of everything. Not just the shiny things. I'm not obsessed with them, despite what some have tried to suggest. To bolster ourselves. To build. What? A nest? A shelter. A A stage. I can picture it, I think. A vast, entwined structure embracing us, protecting us, incubating our best selves against the backdrop of an eggshell sky. But where do we put it? Where will it ever be safe? I don't know.
In my head, I see a place where everyone knows your name and hears your call. "All right, budgie," chirps my nest neighbour as I saunter down the avenue of trees of a morning. "You need anything today?" And maybe I do. Or maybe I don't. Either way, it's okay. While in return, I offer the same. "What about you, mate? Anything I can do for you?" Everyone's there, making their own go at things. And they want to hear how you're doing, like properly hear about it. But leave you alone, if that's what you need. But not alone. The thing is, everyone's got their own space. Their own space. Together. Could it be? Could it be something like that? But if a human comes with clumsy thoughts or bad intentions, I don't know. What happens then? We send them on their way. But will they listen? However beautifully we say it.
They build cities into our skies. Well, maybe. Maybe we build a city of our own. Up there. One that's bigger than any they've ever seen. Making full use of the element that is truly our own. Shock them with it. Show them how we feel. Send a message that we've had enough. One that is demonstrated by the wonder of our achievement. Think of it. We work together to build something bigger than ourselves. Our songs synchronized, our murmurations aligned. And when it is done, we live. And we live well. Everything distributed to those who need it, everyone contributing what they can with creativity and pleasure and plenty of rest. It might start out small, but so do all things. Out of the most minute leaf, twig, feather, our creation expands. From formlessness comes something else, unfurling, that we have dreamed into being, hatched. Its growth set in motion by our warmth. A still point above the turning world. From which we stage our protest. Sounds fanciful, doesn't it? A crazy idea. A cloud cuckoo land. Maybe that's what we need.
Maybe that's what we need.
I like it. No, actually, I love it.
Something to think about, at least.
It's certainly that.
Where are you off to?
A lot to process. I need to clear my head, disperse these busy thoughts like cloud. I won't be long. Could we do it? Is it possible?
I'd say it's possible. Probable, that might be different.
Why is this bird? You're back.
A brief interruption.
But you're hurt. That thing, it got you.
I'll be fine.
It looks bad.
A scratch. Not so deep nor so wide. I've had worse. Just needed some time to recuperate.
Please, you need to take care of yourself. We need you.
Don't worry. I've been at this a long time.
Right.
Indeed, that is part of the reason I'm here. To offer a crumb of counsel, should you want it, and try to uphold the spirit of my given title. Wise, maybe, but wizened, certainly.
Of course, yes. Yes, please.
Be careful. Big ideas draw attention. Invite danger.
I see.
Can make you a target, is what I mean.
But what about you? Isn't that exactly what you are? An idea. The wisest bird. An idea made flesh.
No, you flatter me. The local. The small intervention that has always been my preferred technique. That's where I've been able to provide the most help. It does make change. Slowly, but surely.
If you told me that right when I got out, I think I would have agreed with you. But now, I think we need to do something bigger.
I'm merely a friendly voice, not an obstacle. Just my weary thoughts for you to do with as you wish.
Thank you.
And look, it's morning already.
Really? I didn't realise we'd all been talking for so long.
I'd better get warmed up then. Time for the... well, you know.
Time for the what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, all caged up, you've probably never heard it.
Never heard what?
The dawn chorus.
No. No, I haven't.
You're in for a treat then. And here it comes.
If you look out to the horizon, you can see it all laid out for us. We have been here so long, we always start with the sun, so we all join our morning chorus as we welcome in the sunrise, we will share the
skies. Take a moment before it breaks. In the dawn light, there is still time. Take a moment before it's the day.
The Flock is produced by A Ton of Feathers, with funding from Arts Council England, with scripts and direction by Jack Sanderson-Thwaite, and music, lyrics, and editing by Gecko. In this episode, Winston J. Pike played Magpie, Hannah Bristow played Budgie, Lauren Van Dyke played Parrot, Joanna Van Kampen played the wisest bird, with Gecko as Johnny Swift. Backing vocals by Chris Reed, Moa Taylor-Hoden, and Joanna Van Kampen. The cast were recorded at Christchurch Studios in Bristol, engineered by Charlie Flack, with mastering by Ben McCone at Crosstown Studios, London. The podcast cover image is by Lara Hawthorne. With additional thanks to Maeve O'Neill from Rua Arts, Jamie Wyver and the RSPB, Trent Burton from the Cosmic Shambles Network, Green Up Your Act, Tom Marshman, James Perries, and the Bush Theatre.